You're listening to the LM Radio Story.
David Davies was also quite keen on getting overseas artists involved with LM Radio and organized shows and so on. And Cliff Richard was one of them. The Seekers were out here, and they seemed to have had a close connection with LM Radio. And David also seemed to have a good relationship with the Teal Record Company, or was it RCA?
They did bring out certain acts, artists to South Africa, or they were partly involved with the record company. As you so rightly say, it was the Teal Record Company, RCA, headed up by a friend of David Davies by the name of the late Gerald McGrath. And the other artist who was very popular in South Africa, and David Davies had a great friendship with him, was Jim Reeves. David would often say, well, you know, Jim and myself are up until 2 a.m, so I hope he's going to be in good voice for his show today. He thought Jim Reeves was quite something special. And Reeves really captured a great following in you know, South Africa, with South African audiences.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go.
You can't. Rob Vickers, I think, was very instrumental in bringing out Cliff Richard to this country. And if memory serves me right, I think he acted as MC or compared the show. And obviously, even then, Cliff Richard had a whole string of hits. So, yep, LM Radio was involved in bringing out overseas acts and being involved with them. Yeah.
And this is what Rob Vickers had to say.
But I was looking at a photograph of you with Cliff Richard.
I was younger then.
From the early
60s.
From the early 60s. So. Cliff came out, and you interviewed him and spent some time with him. And did he promote the station at all, or provide you with any program links or promos?
Not as such, but he was very cooperative. He would do like I recorded with him a message his first time he came here. We put it on the breakfast show every morning. A message from Cliff, and I recorded in his room at the Carlton Hotel where he was staying. And he also stopped, I don't know if I've told you, stopped the traffic in Elof Street in those days. He stayed at the Carlton Hotel, and the crowd, Johannesburg, knew he was in the hotel, and David and Evie and I were walking into the hotel, and we had to push our way through and eventually got to the door, which was heavily armed with guards. Didn't want this horde of people outside inside the hotel, but they knew us, and we got in immediately. And then Cliff walked out onto a tiny, tiny little balcony, and the crowd just went mad. Just all the traffic came to a stop. In those days they had trams in the streets,
yes.
And the trams couldn't get through. Nobody got through. And some years later, I met him in Brighton, and I was talking to him in his dressing room. He was doing a show there. And I said, you know, Cliff, you're the only artist that's been to South Africa who stopped the traffic in Elof Street. He said, South Africa's the only country I've ever stopped the traffic in. But Cliff's a wonderful person. Just yes. Natural. Cliff is Cliff.
Yes.
He's as he is on stage, when he's singing, whatever. He's Cliff. And a lovely person to know.
Every girl is a beautiful girl when you're a stranger in town. And every chick looks so
cute and slick. When you're all alone and low down, and then a smile will open the door, and in a little while you'll be a stranger no more.
Cliff Richard with The Stranger in Town. Another act which LM Radio helped to host was The Seekers, and here Rob Vickers talks to Judith Durham.
Well, that was quick work. Here we are in Judith Durham's bedroom with the LM Radio microphone. Hello, Judith.
Hello, Rob.
Thank you very much. You know, this is the first time Teen Beat has ever come to the bedroom of such a charming lady, of any lady for that matter.
It's the first time I've ever had a Teen Beat in my bedroom.
Really? Well, we're going to get along fine.
Yes.
Judith, I just thought we'd pop in here on you now and hear some of your favourite records on Teen Beat.
Yes, well, I've been looking down a list here of some marvellous records, actually. But one of my favourites at present is Cliff Richard, Visions, which has been a big hit in England. Mm-hmm. And we met Cliff recently, actually. He was down in Bournemouth where we were playing, and he was on holiday, and he came to see our show. Mm-hmm. And he's so marvellous. I like him very much.
He's a great artist, and he's very popular here in South Africa. He made a lot of friends here, and his Shadows.
Yes, well, the Shadows came to our farewell party, actually, just before we left to come over to South Africa. And both Cliff and the Shadows all send their regards to all their fans here, actually. They asked us to mention them, especially when we came over.
Judith and I were talking just now about the late Jim Reeves, and I was telling Judith how wonderfully popular he is here in South Africa and how his records do tremendously well, even though he died a couple of years ago.
Yes, when we were in England, actually, just recently, his version of Distant Drums reached number one, and everybody was knocked out because it's so tremendous that an artist who died so long ago should still be so tremendously popular. Actually, all the musical papers, like Disc and Melody Maker, they were all asking recording artists, such as me and such as people in Small Faces and people like that, what they would think if I was dead and somebody released one of my records, how I'd feel. And just about everyone who was asked said that they thought it was a lovely idea because it sort of perpetuated the image and the voice of the artist long after his death.
Well, on we go with Teen Beat from Lorenzo Marks Radio. Judith, as we're all good Aussies together here, have you ever come across Frank Ifield in Britain?
Yes, we have, actually. But for a long time, when we first arrived in England, we didn't seem to come across any other Australians in show business there at all. And everyone was saying, you must give our regards to Frank Ifield. And, of course, we hadn't met him, and we wanted to very much. But since then, we've done a couple of shows with him, and we've become quite good friends. And I even I used his dressing room one Sunday when we did a show, and there was a little note left for me saying, please don't leave your petticoat around because my wife doesn't like it. So I hope I didn't cause any trouble. But anyway, I'd like to hear Frank sing Give Him My Regards. It's a great song.
Give Him My Regards when you see him when you get back to London.
Thank you.
I will.
Always used to do, then give him my regards. Give him my regards. And tell him how I love you so.
That's all we have time for today, but join us next time for the next part of the LM Radio story, and we'll be talking to people like David Gresham, Gary Edwards, John Burks, and we'll be hearing about what they got up to in Lorenzo Marks. So, until next time, this is Chris Turner saying cheerio for now.